美语三级跳。
各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目带孩子单元的终极课程。Hannah 晚上要和老公去看电影，所以雇了临时保姆 Elliot 来家里照顾女儿 Amber。
During the last episode at the playground, Amber hit another child and stole the ball he was playing with. She sounds like a troublemaker, doesn't she?
可不是嘛，看来啊 ,Elliot 今晚有得忙了。
Hi there, Elliot. Thanks for being on time. We're just about to leave for the movie.
Hi, Hannah. You know, I love kids. I think I will have a lot of fun with Amber.
That's great. But I should warn you, Amber can be a handful.
Don't worry. I'm a very patient person. Even if Amber misbehaves, I'm sure she won't get on my nerves.
Professor, Hannah 提醒 Elliot, 她说 Amber is a handful. 这是什么意思啊？
You can say someone is a handful if he or she gives you lots of trouble. For example, Paul's girlfriend is really a handful. He has to call her 10 times per day or she complains he doesn't care about her.
原来 a handful 就是那些非常难伺候、总惹麻烦的家伙。不过 Elliot 说自己很有耐心，即便 Amber 不听话，也不会 get on his nerves, 惹他生气。
First, let me give you some basic rules. Amber has to finish all her dinner. If she doesn't, she can't watch TV.
What should I cook for her? Is she a picky eater?
I left her dinner in the refrigerator. Make sure you stand on the other side of the room when she eats.
Why do I have to do that?
Sometimes, if Amber doesn't like the food I make her, she screams and throws it at me.
天啊！Hannah 说，如果 Amber 不喜欢吃什么东西，就会大喊大叫，还会把吃的扔出去。呵，如果让我看这种孩子啊，我每小时得要$100。
I agree. But Winnie, can you guess what a picky eater is?
Picky 是挑剔的意思，所以 picky eater 应该是挑食的人咯。
Correct. And what does Hannah say will happen if Amber doesn't eat her dinner?
他说啊，如果 Amber 不把饭吃完，就不许看电视。
She might throw her food at me? All right, what should I do with her before dinner?
Before dinner, you have to help her do her homework. But watch her very carefully when she is holding the pen.
Why?
If she doesn't know the answer, she gets really mad and draws all over the wall.
What?Well, it's good she's so serious about doing her homework, I guess.
Huh? Amber 不会做作业，就会发脾气，在墙上乱画。哦，这孩子太可怕了。我要是 Elliot, 现在就拍屁股走人了。
I agree. She definitely doesn't sound like an angel.
An angel? 小天使?
Yes. Sometimes if a child is really well-behaved and nice, you can say that he or she is an angel.
还天使呢，我看这 Amber 根本就是个小恶魔。
What should I do if she misbehaves?
Amber can be really stubborn, so it's probably best to just give her whatever she wants.
You mean I shouldn't discipline her at all?
No, don't try to discipline her. If things get out of hand, just call my cell phone.
What time will you be home? Very soon, I hope?
We'll be back by midnight. Make yourself at home.
Elliot 有点打退堂鼓了。这也是，这 Amber 听起来好像一点规矩都没有。
That's right. When parents do not discipline their children, they can get really out of hand.
可不是嘛，对于这种不听话的孩子啊，家长更应该 discipline, 严格管教，否则啊，他们就会 out of hand, 管不了了。对了 ,Professor, Hannah 让 Elliot make himself at home, 这是什么意思啊？
When you have guests at your house and you want them to feel relaxed, you can tell them to make themselves at home. It means to act as if you are in your own house.
就是把这里当自己家，不用客气的意思。如果我家有个像 Amber 这样的小魔王，我就
What would you do?
赶快搬走。
各位听众，这次的美语三级跳节目就播送到这里，感谢您的收听，下次再见。